Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to join in the conversation is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Alex has mentioned this a bunch in the garbage already, but we're talking about Offset and Cardi B. This is so awkward. Offset went to a show that Cardi B was at, and I don't know how he actually got on there, because unless it's some big elaborate plan, which some people are speculating about, but Cardi actually was like blindsided when Offset went on stage, got a mic. It's like, hey, will you forgive me? So here's him actually talking about it.
Hey. I just want to tell you I'm sorry, bro. In front of the world, I love you.
I mean, it goes on and on, but that's actually the only time we talk. But she's like, what the hell's going on? You mentioned they actually turned the mic off.
Oh, yeah.
He rolled out a whole thing like, will you forgive me? And like had flowers. And this is really awkward. Offset was at a 21 Savage show, and I guess 21 Savage let him hop on there too. Listen to Offset trying to get the crowd to do a chant with him.
Take Offset back. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Cardi, take Offset back.
No.
Oh, my God. Maybe you shouldn't have, like, hooked up with two other chicks when your wife was pregnant, bro.
Oh, I'm sure there's more where that came from.
Oh, it's just terrible. It goes on and on. Cardi responds, and she's like, hey, please, like, don't pick on him. Like, that's my baby's daddy. But still, it's like, do you give somebody, which he seems like he's genuinely sorry about, do you give them a second chance once they've cheated on you?
He's not sorry. His 15 minutes are about to be up. Cardi B is his meal ticket, and he wants to stay with her as long as possible because she's clearly the more famous person, and she can pay for his entire lifestyle. Why wouldn't you try to get back together with that?
Now, is this your stance in just this particular situation, Alex? Or do you think in general, if somebody cheats, that's it, done?
Well, both. I mean, in this circumstance, I think Offset is trying to get back with her because she's Cardi B. That's why. I don't think that he's genuinely sorry. But either way, I don't think that she should accept him back. I don't think anybody should accept a cheater back.
All right, Karen's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Karen, what did you want to say about this?
Well, I think it depends, like I said, on the mindset of him. Where's his mind at the time? And I think, like I said, it was a good gesture. But I think he could have did it in better timing.
Well, what would have been the right timing to you? Like, not at a concert?
No, not at a concert. I mean, I would rather you come to me personally before you get up in front of the whole wide world.
Well, I think but he I has guess, been.
Well, yeah, probably so. But my thing is, for him, Offset was kind of famous for Cardi B. That's the only thing I may have to disagree with you in.
But barely, though. He's way more famous now that he's been with Cardi B. He was, of course, famous in Migos, but not as famous as she is now.
No, of course not. But I don't think he's looking at the come-up thing. I think he's looking at the fact that I have a daughter with her. And some other man is going to be raising my daughter. I don't want that. And a lot of men, go through that.
Oh, for sure. That's a good point.
So when they get to looking at the bigger picture, like, man, I screwed up. Like, I need to get this right, So I think it was a good gesture, but I think he should have just kept trying to work on it in private before he kind of, like, embarrassed himself like that.
I mean, did you hear that chant right there? Did you hear the chant?
Yeah.
I mean, listen to this.
Hey. I just want to tell you I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, okay. That's really bad. That's bad. This is even worse.
Take Offset back. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
You know, one day I'm going to be doing that with my wife, Lindsay. Take Joe back. Lindsay, take Joe back.
Everybody was kind of upset, too, because they said, this is Cardi's very first time that she was able to perform at this music festival as a headliner. And she's the first female headliner that they've had in a very, very long time, maybe ever. But they said, of course, this guy is trying to take away from what her moment was to make this about him. And that made them upset. Mm-hmm. And at what point does this become stalkery? Because he keeps on trying to get her back. She keeps saying no. And now he's showing up at her work. If this was not a famous person, because like in the movies and stuff, those grand gestures, it's like, oh, that's cute. But like, how long is he supposed to show up to places she is before it's like, okay.
Eventually it's creepy. Julia, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. And unfortunately, your family's kind of going through something similar. What's happening?
So basically, right before Thanksgiving,
my mother-in-law found out that my father-in-law had been having an affair. We don't know for how long, but my in-laws have been together for 30 years.
Wow, so 30 years.
So we are in the midst of a divorce, essentially, and a family divided, because now my father-in-law is parading around with this woman that he had an affair with.
So now he's dating her openly? He didn't cut it off? He's still dating her?
He's still dating her, and he expects all of us to be okay with it.
Ooh.
And no one is.
Dang.
Were you, like, expecting
so
this, like, knowing this guy? Were you like, okay, I could totally see him cheating? Or were you guys totally shocked?
No, everyone was, like, totally 100% shocked. And then now the fact that he's, like, parading around with her. So we all think it's been going on a lot longer than he's saying it has been.
Ugh, that always gives me the creeps, just, first of all, getting cheated on, the potential of that. And then it was going, you know, all your relationship is a lie. If it was going on for that long, that always freaks me out.
The longer it goes, the worse it would be to me.
Are you cheating on me?
We have no idea how long it's been going on. But we nobody likes her, and he is trying to defend her, and it's just a really messed up situation.
Yeah. Julie, is she rich, do you know? Like, does she come from money?
Not that I know of.
All right, then don't worry about being friends with her then. I mean, if she's rich, put up with her, and there might be a payday one day. But sorry that your family's going through that this time of year. That sucks. But thank you for calling in. Hey, we'll do more calls. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Get some social media feedback, too, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram after this song.